Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Gita Chiba Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding area. Truly it's a pleasure to be with you, and you again today. I am thrilled to be here in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, I am, and to be with you, yes. And I want to send greetings to you, and you to let you know that all of us here love you, and especially me. I love you. I really, really love you. Yes, I do. Praise God. Now, you love me back? Call me at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And tell us all about it. Talk about it. Talk to us. Yes, yes. Make us feel good today. All right, is the sun shining where you are, or is the snow there, is it raining? What's going on in your part of the town? Have your weather perk you up? Hallelujah. We do thank God for it today, the good weather. It's a little chilly, but you know the sun is shining. Make you feel good when you see the sun shining, don't it? Ah, you get a sunny disposition. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. 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 I just thank God for each one of y'all. I praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. And I want you to continue on in God and continue to pray for me also. All right? Here is Sister Diane. Don't forget to get your prayer request in.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you and those that we are praying for. In thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, we come before you holding Deacon Michael in prayer, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Father. Father, touch his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to touch my apostle and bishop, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to keep them covered under the blood and strengthen them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise this day, Lord Father. Father God, you know us, Lord Father, better than we know ourselves, Lord Father. And we thanking you, Lord Father, for being that healer right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord Father. Ask you to touch her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for seeing about her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ed right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch him, Lord Father, as he is in the hospital, Lord Father. Father, cover him under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch his loved ones, Lord, Father, that are there by his side, Lord, Father. Strengthen them right now as they continue to call upon your name right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Vicky and Ruthie right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father, as we come against that cancer, Lord Father, in the brain and in the eyes right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father, and nothing is too hard for you. Father, touch them right now, Lord Father, for they need your touch, Lord. Father, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Lord Father, to die on the cross, Lord Father, for our sins, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for every stripe on his back that he took for our sickness, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, for him being that healer and that provider right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Mosley right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. We speak healing to her body in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sandra right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch her body as well, Lord Father. Father, from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, you know, Lord Father, what is wrong, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Lillian, Lord Father. Touch her as well, Lord Father. Touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for her and doing for her, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch her children, Lord Father. Keep them, Lord Father, covered under the blood, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, I ask you to touch our listeners, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, they may not call and say, Lord Father, but you know, Lord. And Father, as we touch and agree with them right now, Lord Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, you know each and every person name by name upon this prayer list, Lord Father. Father, what they're in need of right now, Lord Father. Some right now, Lord Father, needs you right now to move, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, that your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord, touching a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, what you did for Miss Aggie, Lord Father. Father, every test results came back negative, Lord Father. We know it was nobody but you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching Chucky right now, Lord Father, that he is now cancer-free, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. We don't even take you for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do for others other than ourselves, Lord Father. Father, you give us one more time, Lord Father. One more day, Father, to get it right, Lord Father. One more day, Lord Father God, to show forth, Lord Father, the God within us, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now in this service. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. Show up, show out right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask that you increase our speaker, Lord Father, my pastor, Pastor Sharon Bonds, Lord Father. Father, as you increase in her, Lord Father, use her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and bishop as you increase in them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today, Lord Father. We thank you for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, we release right now, Lord Father, you to just show up and just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayers that are going up thus far. And we trust that each one of you had a prayer in or someone that needs prayer. We ask you to pray for us here. Bless God, each one of us here. And don't forget Deacon Mike, okay? He just left for the hospital just a few minutes ago. So pray for him too. Pray for us right here as we continue to pray for him and pray for you, every one of you. We thank God for it. And we add to our prayer list Sister Elizabeth also. We continue to pray for her and her well-being.
Yes, Lord.
That God will continue to bless her and keep her also. And we thank you. Now, don't forget, go call somebody, tell them to come and today, okay? Let me give you a nice little word. This one you should like today right quick, okay? Often, a criminal goes free because a witness fears to testify. Likewise, many remain enslaved by sin because we who should witness for Christ are afraid to share our testimony. Criminal goes free because a witness fears to testify. Likewise, many remain enslaved by sin because we who should witness for Christ are afraid to share our testimony. I trust that's not you today. It's afraid to share your testimony. You know, how the Lord brought you out of sin. How God changed your life. You know the old song, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. You know how that story goes, don't you? My. But we thank God. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. And we thank God, I thank God for this woman of God that's going to talk to you today. I don't know what she's going to talk about today, bless God. But I do know that the woman within her really have come up and is able to deliver, messages from the Lord. And those messages is for somebody. Could be you, I don't know who, but I tell you, I am thrilled to have her on my team. Praise God. Thrilled to have her on my team. Bless God. Yes, she's an asset to the ministry.
Yes,
oh, yes, she is. Praise God. And just think about it. I know I'm sounding her bells now. I'm ringing her bells now, right? Praise God. Well, I can't ring my own, can I? Praise God. My God, my God. But, you know, I'd rather somebody else to ring my bell than me ringing my own. You know, it sounds like a
like a tinkling sound when I ring it. My God, but just to think about people that is in your life. How many people in your lives that you can testify that's on your team? Huh? Or on your side, if you will. But God has given us a few people in our lives.
Amen.
I got a few people in our life, in my life, in all our lives.
Amen.
That stand by us. I thank God for them because they're few and far between. Lord, have mercy. Mm. People you love to have on your side, you think they're on your side, they're not. But thank God for the ones that are. It don't matter how many it is, maybe two or three, one or two. But long as there's somebody standing with you, as you stand with the Lord. That's what I like. My God. Ain't God good? Oh, my God, my God. God is good. Good preacher, too. Good preacher, good preacher. Oh, yes. She's really, God has really saturated this woman of God.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You say, oh, there she go. There she go again. Well, hey, look, you give people their flowers while they're alive and they can smell them and hear them. Amen. That's what you do. Isn't that what you do?
Yes.
They can't smell them when they're dead.
No, they
and they can't hear you when they're dead either.
And they can't see.
And they definitely ain't going to see you. You see what I'm talking about? Amen. You just do it now. Don't be afraid. You say, well, I don't want to give them the big head. Well, now, if they get a big head, that's between them and God, because that head going to bust. Mm-hmm. If you get too big and out of way. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But that's real talk. Praise God. We do thank God this day for you, and you being there. We thank God for your salvation. Now, you say, why are you doing that? I'm thanking God for your salvation. Because it wasn't for the salvation that you do have. I don't care how much of it you got. But you got some. Because you're listening to this broadcast. Other than that, you'll be going listening to the honky-tonk side. Right? My God, my God. So I know you got some salvation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to deal with that, what you do have. And the Lord will talk to you today, all right, because of the salvation that you do have. Tell the devil, I've been redeemed. Well, one did say it, didn't she? I've been redeemed. All right, praise the Lord. We ain't getting no, they ain't getting no answer. Everybody a little sad today about something. I don't know what it is. But people are being filled with food and everything. You know, I hear they having, you know, like a food party, I guess. They going to be giving people food. Well, that's what they say. I don't know. Anyway, praise God. It's a word that I wouldn't use. But anyway, praise God. They're giving having a food thing to distribute food and water today. And so, look, go by and get you some if you in the area, wherever it is. You know, I forgot the address because it ain't in my area. Told I'd probably be there myself. Praise God. But God is good. He have people out that's blessing others. Churches. There are a few churches that's still doing that and able to get hold of things to give to you. No matter if you have lost everything through a hurricane or storm and you need clothes, furniture, whatever, you need a house, period, if you lost your house, they will try to help you find something. You hear what I'm saying? Because we got some good people out, don't we? Saved people, redeemed people, people that love God and want to bless you. Okay? They want to bless you today. And guess what? We want to bless you too. Amen. We're going to have to bless you today with the word. Now, keep praying for us here because we need it. All right? Keep praying for us. Pray for me that I make it through. I got Deacon Mike in the hospital and his daughter in the hospital, too. Both of them, you know, I don't know. If it ain't one, it's the other. Now it's both of them. Oh, that's a little bit much, but you know what? We overcome all obstacles. We overcome all obstacles, don't we?
Yeah.
And how can we keep praying if we're not going to overcome? Somebody got to pray for them and us. All right? Amen. Somebody. So, and it's just me breaking up, losing my grip when I got to pray. That is the most important thing to do at this hour is to pray. And I believe in the power of prayer, people. Not just for you, but for my own household. And it works. Woo! Hey, that's the best thing I ever heard. It works. Do you hear me? That's why I talk about it. That's why we take time to talk about all this. You know, because we know that when the power of God in operation, it moves all over. It works on somebody, whoever will accept it. Isn't that right? Amen, amen. Now, we do thank God for our speaker of today, Pastor Sharon Barnes. We do thank God for her, you know. And we want you, call a friend, call whoever. Just call them, tell them to come and hear the word. You probably need this word. Just tell them you probably need this word. You know you're going through. So this is, there'll be a word there for you. Ask a question. You can ask a question. We'll try to get you the best answer that God will give us. Me, her, or you, or somebody have the answer. You hear what I'm saying? I believe that today. There's an answer just for you. You know, write it down. I'll tell you again, write it down so you don't forget what it is. And you click on the little white button. The one. It's the one. Click it on, and guess what? You'll get somebody, and we'll connect you so that you can ask the question. Is that all right? Now, don't be afraid to ask the question. The question's been in your head a long time. You need to ask it. You don't get no answer with it up in your head. Ask the question, and somebody will answer. Even Sister Diane may have the answer. Amen. You never know. Somebody may have the answer. See? And you've been sitting around holding it all the time, and all you had to do was just ask. And didn't the Lord tell you to ask? He said, ask. You know? And how you do? Ask is three letters, little small words. See? And all you got to do is use it. Did you get a revelation of ass, Sister Dan? I think she got a revelation. So what was the revelation
I was just
for
saying,
ass?
I was saying amen, and I was like, so what can you use for ass, you know? And you have the Alpha, you have the Son, and you have the King.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Those are the words that just came to me.
Okay, that's why God is here. Give us these things. Praise God. May mean something to somebody. You know, you never know. You know, that may, they may be able to figure it out more than you think. All right? Amen. This is where it is. God gives us all something, you know, to work with. All right? So don't be afraid to use it today. All right. You know, I know it's early, and, you know,
Now, Bishop may be ducking out after a while in a little bit. Praise God from us. Bless God. And all. But you know what? Pray for him too. All right? Praise God. Pray for him too. He needs your prayer too. We all have something to pray for, especially in our families. With these families we got, we all got a family to pray for. Yeah. But don't just solely pray for your family, but pray for other people's family too. Okay? Don't be selfish. Me, mine, and nobody else's. Just pray for them, all right? Now, call somebody. Text them. Don't call them. Text them. I know nobody don't answer calls no more. Text them. Okay? Text them and tell them to tune in. 347-857-3925, or use whatever means you use, your iPod or your whatever computer you're using or whatever you're using today to get us. Use it to talk to us, all right? We will. Hey, we'll stop the presses to hear you. Yes, we will, just to hear what you want to say. Give you the opportunity to testify. Give you the opportunity to praise the Lord. All right? Huh? To speak what you desire God to do in life. See, that's very important, too.
Yeah.
Okay? And we want to accommodate. All right? All right. Well, people, today, we thank God for you. And we're waiting for your prayer request too now. We are very thoughtful, mindful of that, because we care, okay, about you and you. All right, now, if none other, we're going to bring our own Pastor Sharon Barnes, that dynamic woman of God.
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the man and the woman of God this day, Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, and each and every one of you. Today, and you know, it is God knows all things today. And this morning I was just talking to God. I said, you know, Lord, I was just saying, Lord, from 20, and I know it's 2021. I said, Lord, there's a lot of changes have been happening. A lot of things been going on all around us in our lives. Things are happening in the body. Things that you're like, what's going on now? And when I look at that, what came to me was this song, You Are My Strength. And when you look that, we need the strength of God. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no others reaches to me. You need the strength of God to reach what? To you today. Because you need to make it personal. You are my strength. And your strength, Lord, is like no one else's strength. We know Samson got strength. We know the body workers, the bodybuilders got strength. We know the youth got strength, but God, you are my strength. And your strength is like no other. And I need it to reach me right now. And then we go in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. Because today we need the strength. We need the strength of God, the strength to keep us, the strength that your body needs. Because we realize that this body goes through so many things that we need God to strengthen us. We need God to rejuvenate us. You know, I know we take B12, we take all this stuff. But you know what, God? We need a little bit, what? Just a touch from you. And I was just thinking, I said, God, I remember when we were in church, I tell you. And the Holy Ghost fire started moving in the midst, I tell you. You start getting rejuvenated. Why? That fire comes in and start burning. That fire comes in and start rejuvenating. That fire comes and you can leap over mountains. Because fire, iron was sharpening iron. The fire was jumping from breast to breast. And I said, God, we need some people around that can ignite that fire around. We need that charge. We need it right now, Lord. We need it when someone is sick and they walk in. And when they leave, they're healed. They feel the power and the surge of God come through them and in them. And it makes a difference. And I'm reminded about what happened when the prophet, the dead man, was put in with the prophet. That bone came alive. Why? Because there was fire. There was a charge there. There was an anointing there. And I'm like, God, we need that now. We need that now, Lord. We need that anointed, Lord. We need that anointing. We need that strength, oh God, because we cannot do it on our own. And I was like thinking about little prophet Nathan yesterday. Yesterday, Nathan kind of told me my chest is hurting. And I'm looking at Nathan. Your what? Hair is hurting. He was touching his chest. He said, hair is hurting. And then I looked at him. I said, that's an odd thing for this child to say. That his chest right here between the bones, and he said, that's hurting. And then this morning, he's like, I need a jacket. And we are like, what? And he's hugging himself today. And I said, God, he was kind of quiet. I said, what's going on with this child? I said, you know, Tasha, something is going on with this child this morning. He was a little bit too quiet. But you know what? We found out today that God is still on the throne of grace. And all power is still in his hand. And the body's got to line up to the word of God. And we got to ask God to breathe a freshness in us. Breathe a new life, a wind in us. Because we're waiting on you, Lord. We need it right now. And when I looked at, when I was reading, I'm reminded about 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And verse 40, and it reads, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle them that rose up against me. Thou subdue under me. Thou hast also given me the neck of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. And when I looked at that, I said, God, we need your strength. Why do you need the strength of God? Because you're in a battle. You're in a place of wrestling. You're in a place where things are going on. And you need God to what? To give you, to gird you. Gird means to what? To encircle or to bind with a belt. Or band, to surround, to enclose, prepare oneself for action, to provide, to equip, or invest as with power or strength. So we asking God to do what? For thou hast girded me. That's what David said. God has what? Girded me with strength to battle. And in order for us to go through what's happening in our life daily, we need God to what? Enclose us, to surround us, to provide for us, to equip us, with power and strength, because we cannot do it with our strength. We cannot do it on our own, but we need God today. We need him to move for us and in us. We need him to make the way for us. And when we look at Psalm 3, he said, Lord, how a day increase that trouble me. See, a lot of times people think it's just people, but it could be situations that keep coming in your life. And it troubles your spirit. It troubles you. It takes the sleep from out your eyes. It puts you into a place, God, we need some answers from you. And he said, many are they that rise up against me. Lord, so many things are going on. But God, today, when verse 3 said, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. God, you're going to keep me up. When my strength is gone, your strength is there. When I'm overwhelmed, oh God, you're the one holding my head up, Lord. When my feet may have slipped, oh God, you're right there strengthening me. You're right there holding me. And we know what the woman of God was saying. We be crying out to God, praying to God, and we asking God questions. But you know what? I thank God for him being our help today. I thank God for keeping us. I thank God for watching over his word to perform every single thing he had promised. When we talk about David, he talks about, he teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. God is also what my shield and salvation, my thy gentleness had made me great. I don't know about you this morning, but I found out we got to go back and find God for ourselves. When I'm saying that meaning, you got to go back and find the words of promises and find the words of comfort and find the word what God has spoken in his word. And just read that word and allow that word to marinate in our spirit and allow that word to be saturating around us. We know we live in a 2021 century where everyone feels they can do it by themselves. But I don't know about you. We cannot do anything without God's direction. We need you. We need him more and more. We need him to tell us what to drink, what to eat, what to do. And I'm reminded that's the same God of the past or in the Old Testament. It's the same God that long time ago, he's the same God today. And he is the same God that brought us over from in the past, and he's the same God that brings us through even right now. And he'll be the same God even into evermore, everlasting. He's God, and his name is Jesus, and he does not change. People change. People do things differently, but God never changes. He's the same God. His word is sure. Grab on to the word of God. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I cannot handle it, he can handle it. He's big enough to handle it. He can handle it all. Because God let us know. He let us know that we'll be going through. He let us know that the fight that we are in, he let us know we got to wrestle. Wrestle means what? Tug. just let Jacob wrestle with the angel until the angel what? Bless him. But we know today what we're wrestling up against is not flesh and blood. We don't pay attention to see what's going around us. And a lot of times I start looking back and I say, God, you know, people were more sensitive in you. And we can't get so caught up in our technology that we don't get back sensitive with God. I remember the time when God would release the word before a situation come, the word of the Lord would come and let us know what's coming ahead. We need that more than ever before. Because he let us know you're not wrestling against flesh. You're not wrestling against blood. But you're fighting against what? Principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of what world? This world. This world. Against spiritual wickedness in what? High places. And I remember that song, break, tearing down every stronghold. Where is those songs? We're tearing down every stronghold. And we're taking back what? God's kingdom. Take back God's kingdom in our home. Sickness don't belong in our home. We're taking it back what God has promised us. We know his word is true today. And we know that God promised what? Gird us, surround us, enclose us. He said, I'm even equipping you. And I'm investing in you. He is investing his word in you. He's downloading his word in you. So in the time of trouble, he will keep you. He will cover you. In the time of trouble, the word of God should come out of you. In the time of trouble, the worldly stuff shouldn't be popping out your mouth. You better remember that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You better remember all the blood of Jesus. We got to remember the word of God. Don't allow the enemy to fill your head with other stuff that you forget the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. And God is real today. He is real. He is real. And I have to remember, life and death is in the power of your tongue. And I'm saying, God, I'm closing the doors with those negative words. I said, you know what? You told me words have life. Your words have life. Words has life. And I'm reminded that when you release words in the atmosphere, and even though the person may not be there, that word tries to find them. But God let us know that he gave us the power, the dominion, and the authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm us. So we got to practice speaking that word of life to our surroundings. And we got to pray each and every day and ask God to cover us under the blood of Jesus. Ask him to enclose you. We need it more than ever before. We need Jesus Christ more than ever before. And I tell even my own household, my daughters, I say, you got to know God for yourself. God has been letting me prepare them for the past 5 years. You better know God for yourself. Because you may be out there on the road and you cannot make it back to the house. You better don't call mommy and daddy. You better call Jesus. He's the only one can be right there to help you. You know the word of God told you about it, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were being put into the fiery furnace. Who was right there? Jesus was there. God was with them. So we got to always remember the word of God. Remember the word of God and activate it in our lives to know that God is still the same. God did not change. This world is the same world. People keep doing the same thing they have done long time ago. But today, allow the God in you, the kingdom of God within you. Go back to the inside of you, where the greater man is, where you can get the strength that you need. Your strength is in God today. Your hope is in God. Your peace today is in Jesus Christ. It's in Him today. There's so many people in turmoil. They're overwhelmed by the problems of the world or overwhelmed with life itself. But I'm reminded, I can go to Him. I can go to the rock this morning. And He's higher than anything. And He's stronger than anything. And He's able to do all things. And when I don't know what to do, because I've been in places before, there was people all around me. But you feel all alone. Because when you're going through a certain situation, it takes God, even though people are there, it takes God to bring you through. It takes God to encourage your heart. It takes God to build you up on the inside and let you know it's all right. I'm right here. It's in my hand. I'm still in control. It takes God. And He'll let you know, I'm still there with you. I will speak to the situation. I will tell the enemy not so. I only will allow the enemy to go so far in your life. I will not allow them to do this and do that. But He's teaching us all how to depend on Him, how to trust in Him. We all need Christ Jesus more and more. We need a refreshing each and every day in the presence of the Lord. We need the presence of the Lord to overshadow us for what's ahead each and every day, putting on the whole armor. You put on everything you need today. Why? Because God knows you're going to need it. And we are praying for the one that is in the hospital. We are praying for the one that has surgery. We are praying for the one that has COVID-19 symptoms. We are praying. If only God can make the difference today. Only God can make the difference. So act just like he says, he asked God to do what? To gird him. To gird him. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle them that rose up against me. And thou hast what subdued under me. He girded me, but he did not allow them to overtake me. But he allowed me know today that we need God. We need the Lord. We need the Lord more than ever before. Remember in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 14 says, or verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That, and having what? Done all to stand. You got to make sure you've done everything that you possibly can to stand. Because he already let us know the days will be evil. But you got to do something. You got to do something. And it says, stand there, having your loins girt with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 18, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We got to pray for everyone, even the ones we don't like. We got to pray for them. Even the ones that I remember Apostle Porter taught us a long time ago when she asked us the question about the bomber and the one that took all the innocent children. She said, can you pray for them? Would you witness to them? And you know what? A lot of times we'll get in our personal flesh and say, no, they deserve this. They deserve that. But then God told us, those were evil days. When they did what they did, those were known as evil days. That they weren't watching, and it came upon them suddenly. But God wants us to know that we have to pray for everyone. And maybe you have to ask God there, because we're not going to ask today that it's not, it takes God. Remember, it's not you, but the God in you that will do it. You say, what? But that's the same person. The God in you will let you do the right thing. The God in you, because you want to do the will of God, will cause you to do the right thing. The God in you should be more powerful than anything else. Remember, the Holy Spirit lives with you. It's the one leading and directing you. So ask God to enclose you today. Cover you. Lord, let peace abide today. Let your people rest in you today, oh God. Not the rest. We talk about peace of God. That he is in charge. He's able to do all things. He's able to turn everything around. I found out with this subject, with the woman within a woman. I tell you, the subject has literally helped me myself. So God allowed me to even deal with things within me. You'll find out if you start really, just start being real with God. Who am I? The different parts of you. And you find out you got to go within you and deal with you. Deal with how do you really believe Jesus? Do you really believe he's who he said he is? Do you believe he's able to do all things? Can you remember what he had done for you in the past? I remember it used to be like a warfare. But I know today I can say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not be here today. There was time when it felt like it was in a battlefield. There was time when if it was not had not been for God, if it wasn't for God, I would not be here today. There were times when it was so pressing. But God always sent someone my way. with a word of encouragement. There's times when God will close the eyes of the people around you. Why? Because it's your time to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's times when he wants to process you and bring you into a place in him. If your mother is not there, your father is not there, who are you going to call? You have to call on him. So I ask the question today, parent ourselves, are we preparing our children to rely more on God than on us? Because they're going to need to rely on Jesus, y'all. You may not be around. Who are they going to call? They better know how to call on Jesus himself. I'm reminded we were taught to raise them up in the way of the Lord. Teach them who God is. Teach them who he is. Teach them he is real. He is so real, and he will answer them. If there's no phone, what would you do? If there's no TV, what would you do? I would have a little more talk with Jesus. Let's have a talk with Jesus today and ask him to cover you. And while you go in and out in the atmosphere, ask him to filter the air. He can what? Enclose you. See, I never knew about that, but I was reminded when Apostle Porter taught us about what? When Noah, God covered Noah. Noah was an ark of safety. God kept him in an ark of safety. God can do the same for us. Where the air that you breathe, that he's filtering that just for you. That his shield of protection is all around you. How many of you today know that God really loves? How many of you do you really believe God loves you? How many of you know you can take him at his word? You got to trust in him today. Remember, you are my strength, Lord. Strength like no other. Saying everyone needs to know God is real. He is real. Remember, please always remember what he done for you. Even in the midnight hours when you couldn't call no one, you would talk to him in the quiet hour of the morning. And he was one right there listening to you. He hears your heart cry. He sees the tears. He hears your sighs. He felt everything that you're going through in your body. Remember, he knows you. He created you. You are like him. He knows all about it. He knows about it today. He knows what you're going through. So continue to be strengthened in the Lord and know that, Lord, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. I need you. I need your strength. I need you and I need your strength. And I'm reminded, when you feel like you cannot go along and go on anymore, remember, your Heavenly Father is right there to carry you through. He's right there to bring you through wings of eagle, because he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. And believe me, y'all, speak this word back to yourself so your soul could be rejuvenated and know that God is able. God is able. God is able to do everything he said he will do. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Is there any questions? Anybody want to call in and ask a question? Bless God. Amen. This is your time to testify. This is your time to ask the question now. You need strength today? You need strength today. We'll pray for it. Praise God. That's what we would do. Bless God. This is the hour, the time. If not, we thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for that word. We thank God today. Lord, give us strength. This is the day and hour we need strength. And I trust that you're praying for your strength. You're praying for all of God's people to have strength. Notice I say God's people. We're not praying for the strength of the devil now, because he's going to exploit his strength around. But he tried to cut you down, keep you from having strength. So listen, pray today for your strength to come up to meet God. All right, so that you'll have his strength. Do you get it? So you'll have his strength. See, our strength, we can't make it. We can't make it on our strength. It's so small. It's very small, people. So I look for the strength of God each day to take me through every day. There's new challenges in my life. So every challenge needs more strength, a different type of strength, that it can meet that challenge and do what? Destroy it. Because God said that when his redemptive arm stretch out, what's going to happen? You're going to destroy the enemy. And today it will destroy your enemy. So let him reach out through you now, through you. Notice I say through you. Because who do he use? You and I, his people. Huh? We are his arms. We are his hands, feet, and we are everything. God made us to do what? Do that work. See? To stretch out, to help others, to relieve others, to make a way. God does that. Is somebody? All right, praise the Lord. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, my dear.
I'm asking you to pray for me for strength in everything.
Okay. All right. Pastor Sharon?
Amen.
All right. We're
yes,
going to pray
am.
Now. All right. Pray for now for some strength. And I'm agreeing with you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we hold before you Sister Nessie right now, oh God. All her strength, Father God. Strength like no others, oh Lord. Hear her cry, O God, and have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. We command the spirit of peace to come forth upon her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Give her clarity right now in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength that is needed right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her right now, Lord. Strengthen her right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, meet the needs right now, the way right now, in the name of Jesus. and cover her and her family under the blood of Jesus right now. And we cancel every and all assignment of the enemy, and we call it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we agree with that word, and we send a double portion of strength to Sister Nessie right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Is there another? Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise God. Go ahead. Amen. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this who I think it is? Praise the Lord. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, my beautiful apostle and everyone else. This is Diana Junji.
Yeah.
And I got on kind of late. I've been planning on trying to get back in the groove and catch the broadcast. So forgive me for being late, but I did hear some of what Pastor Sharon was saying, and it just clicked something in my heart. She was talking about I believe something she said about loving God. Do you know that God loves you or something? The scripture came up about the joy of the Lord being your strength. The joy of my Lord being my strength. And so I'm like, okay, so how does that coincide with do I know that God loves me? And what I heard in my spirit was, in order to receive joy from the Lord, you have to know who he is. And I know that God loves us unconditionally, and that no matter what we go through, if we just start praising the Lord for what he's already brought us through, the joy just starts bubbling up inside of us. We can't help but have our spirits lift. Can't help but start being grateful to God. And then we can't help but recognize that he did it because he loved us. So I just thank God today that he loves us so much, and he reminds us in his word that his love was evident by giving him his only son, Jesus, who knew no sin, to die that we might live and live a life of abundance. He said he doesn't want us down here groveling. He said, beloved, I wish above all things. He said all things, anything in this world, anything that could come against you, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So that means to me that in order for me to prosper, in order for my soul to prosper, I have to have a relationship with God. I have to recognize who he is and who I am to him. So I know that Jesus loves me because he wouldn't have gave his life. And I know that he loves God even more because he wouldn't have been obedient to give his life. Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to go through pain. And for Jesus to know that he was going to have to go through so much, and he made a decision to do it anyway, that's love. So I thank God today for his love, his grace, and his mercy. And I pray that he continue to cover you, cover a bishop, cover Minister Benjamin, this broadcast, your ministry, Logion Ministry, and all that are attached to you, all your listeners. I know God has something great in store for each and every one of us if we just don't let go of his hand and just recognize whatever we go through, it's just going to take us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. So just thank you for allowing me to say something today and know that I love you. I love you so much, Apostle, and I appreciate you for all that you've been to me and are to me.
Yes.
God bless you.
You know we love you. You know we love you. We never stop loving you. We understand. Amen. When you don't call, we're not going to get mad because you don't call or nothing. We just keep praying for you and yours because you know, have a job to do also. We all get busy at times, but whatever it is, however it goes, does not mean we don't love you just like we loved you before. And we are praying for you. We pray for you right this moment that your joy will remain and be filled in your strength in the Holy Ghost. We thank God for it right now. We send the love of God to you, the love that passes all understanding. We understand, see? So therefore we love you. All of us love you because we all ask about you, talk about you sometimes, and go on. You know, you may not be able to listen. We understand the time. We understand where we are, what we're doing at the time, or where we are. So, therefore, we understand. Like today, you know, I have my joy. My joy remain also, you know. And I understand what Pastor Sharon is talking about, too, and what we all go through, things we go through. But we know ourselves. Do you know yourself? Everybody has to know themselves. So we love one another. You don't stop loving because you haven't heard from them. You know, we just pray for one another. That's showing our love, you know. We're not leaving them alone. We're just going to pray for them because we know some of us get sick, just like the rescue squad just came and got Michael today, this morning. I'm not going to stop talking about Jesus because they had to carry him out. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to praise God anyhow. You know, he is my strength. He is my joy, you see. And I know everything going to be all right any way God will it. Amen. Everything going to be all right with you, Pastor Dungey, because we love you, we care about you, and you mean a lot to us. So we do pray for you continually, whether you call, whether you not. That's okay. Don't you get upset about it. Don't you feel bad, no kind of way. We know that when it's time, you get in touch with us if you need to. You know, because we're going to pray for you, whether you call us, talk to us or not. We're going to pray for you regardless, especially when God tunes us into you that you not feeling so good. And today we send the healing virtue to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you rise up one more time and be counted among those that are sanctified. We thank God for you. We know that you're praying for us also, and we know that you love us. Yes, I miss you saying it, but that's okay. I feel bad sometimes. I say, she don't even call me her apostle. She done got rid of me. Praise God. Amen. As soon as I say that, you'll say it. You'll call, write it or something. You see how good God is? That's all I got to do is just cry a little bit to God. And he'll have you call me, tell me. Ain't God good? See how good God is? This side, I keep strength in the Lord. You keep strength in the Lord. You have it. People don't know you have it, but you have it. So hang on in there, girl. You my girl. You my girl. You my girl. One of my best. One of my best. You're one of my best. Yes, yes, yes. So praise the Lord. And I thank Pastor Sharon for the word, and she always, if she say, have you heard from Pastor Dungey? She would say that. And I say, well, no. She's busy. She's working. She's doing this, that, and the other, you know. That's how it is sometimes. Well, that's the role of a pastor. Okay, busy person. That's the role of a pastor. All busy, you know, and we forget. See, like Pastor Sharon said, sometimes we forget things. Well, what we forget is important because we forget the people that are standing behind us, holding up our arms, keeping us encouraged, keeping us uplifted. You know, sometimes we forget. All right, but God ain't going to hold that against us. I hope he don't anyway, praise God, because he loves us and he doesn't forget. See, sometimes we have to bring back to God's remembrance of what he told us, because we kind of forget what he told us. And then we think he forgot what he told us. See, but then what did he do in the word? I remember. See, in other words, I got something to remind me. He put the rainbow up there to help him remember, didn't he? So now what you got to help you remember? See, somebody going to help you remember. Because what? You love God. You love the other person. And I love every one of my listeners. Amen. The ones that cannot call, you know, call in and say so. I know, because they're living in a place where it's not lawful, but still in all, I'm praying for them that they can be free enough to open their mouth and talk about Jesus, testify of his goodness, his grace. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. I ain't finna preach. I done preached yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God for And Diane, she always reminds me, Pastor, you know, we got to call Pastor Dungy, or we, you know, she always do that, you know. So I know that's my encouragement, and to help me remember, you see, remember, you know, we need to call her. I think something is wrong. Something is wrong. She's going through. And just say that, you know. So I say, yes, she is. I say, so we just continue to pray. Y'all continue to pray for me also, that I make it through every challenge that I face. I've been facing a plenty of them, but that's all right. I'm going to remain in my joy, because my joy of the Lord is my strength. Some are remaining. That's why he came to give you joy, and he said that it remains. Not today, then tomorrow is gone when you don't feel good or somebody else is sick. I know they don't like it when you laugh or smile, but you know that joy in you is saying it's going to be all right. Don't you fall apart too, because if both of you fall apart, how one going to help the other? Come on, think about it, huh? A threefold cord, the Bible says, is not quickly broken, okay? So we are all in it together, holding up each other. I love that, when we hold up each other. I'm your strength, you my strength. No matter how you feel, you got a headache, your blood pressure up, your sugar up, your sugar down, you got whatever you got. But let me tell you, God is good. God is good. And I'm praying for others as I pray for myself and my family. But I have to pray for them. Yes, I prayed for Deacon Mike before they caught him out of here. I said, let me pray for you. I prayed for him before he left. Okay, but they, you know, I think we should. You know, strokes ain't nothing to play with. Y'all know that. Strokes are not nothing to play with. The heart's not nothing to play with. Okay, so everybody sometime need to go and get tested so they can see, you know, how the old ticker are doing. You know, you could have wore it out loving people. Amen. You could have wore your heart out loving people, you know, praise God. So you need to get it taken care of, too. It could lead to other things. But you know one thing? love one another. And that kind of helps them, don't it? When you show them love, show them that you love them. Ain't nothing, it don't cost you nothing. Huh? What it cost you to love somebody? Hmm? How much they charge you for them to love you? You ain't going to want that kind of love anyway, are you? You ain't going to want that love anyway. But I love the love of God. Oh, my God. All I got to do is just give myself away. Give myself away. You heard that song by Give Yourself Away, right? I just love that. Give myself away. And how do I do it? I give it to every one of you. Oh, you know that Sister Nessie. Oh, yeah. You know her. Praise the Lord. Yes. That's her and Elizabeth is two of my favorite people. Praise God. Amen. Two of. I got more now. I got some more now. I ain't going to call them all name yet. But they my favorite people, too. Yes, Suzette, you are too. Praise God. So don't you go get upset. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, so I thank God for these people. Now, there's more people out there and more people on the line. But, you know, these here are kind of special. And I ain't going to tell you how special they are, you know. They just special. They there. You get what I mean? They're there. All right. I can reach them. They praying for me. Still loving me even when I get a little rough. They still love me. Praise God. Amen. Now, you know you love them, those people like that. Amen. Well, I thank God for it. Of course, Pastor Sharon, we love her, too. We ain't gonna say we don't love her. So we thank God for her, that woman of God. She been putting out some word here lately. I tell you, even on our Bible talk, she get wound up, you know. So this Bible talk coming up, I'm going to let her have the whole thing. She pick her own subject to talk about and teach and tell y'all about. Praise the Lord. And that's what we're going to do this coming Tuesday night, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise and Jesus don't come. All right, Sister Diane, hallelujah. I know you want to say something, but
amen. I am good. Hallelujah. Hey, God is good.
I'm so happy Pastor Dungey was there. Yeah.
Amen. Father, we thank you for that awesome word that came forth from Pastor Sharon. We thank you for all those that call in, Lord Father, asking for your strength. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, as Pastor Sharon poured out of herself, Lord Father God, to us, Lord Father, we ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now, Lord Father. We thank you for renewing her strength right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, all those upon this broadcast, Lord Father, touch them right now, Lord Father. Those that are weak right now, Lord Father, in their body, we speak strength, we speak healing, Lord Father. Knowing, O God, that you are that healer, Lord Father, you are that one that give us the strength that we need, for without you, Lord Father, we have nothing. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching, Lord, our apostle right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her right now, Lord Father, as she pray, Lord Father, not just for herself or her family, Lord, but Father, she stands in the gap, Lord, for others, Lord Father. And we ask you to continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Give her the strength that she needs in you, Lord Father, to continue to carry on, Lord Father, preaching your word, Lord Father, saying what thus say the Lord. Father, touch Pastor Dungey, touch Nessie right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank God for that word. Pastor Sharon, thank you for the encouraging word of strength, because in this time, yes, we do need strength with all that's going on in this world today and about to come upon this earth. We do need the strength of the Lord and know him for ourselves. God is good. If you have missed the broadcast today, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link. You can share it with a friend today. Text the link, you know, to a friend, message it to a friend, share it to your page today. It is an awesome word from the Lord. It is a right now word from the Lord. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And know that prayer is universal. You would like to place a donation to continue to keep this broadcast on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by putting logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. And if you don't use any one of those platforms and you would like to mail it to us, you can mail it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything will and let God let go. Let God, oh, let go and let God let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.